The 4x4. The disco, the Range Rover.
I like how
he forgets his own people.
It looks like this weekend.
No, but we were supposed to play along, dude. Really?
Anyway. So he hasn't seen it, but okay, we'll cut that part of my
edit that out.
Cut! Let's start from the beginning.
Okay, Jet,
last show of the year.
Yep.
What's is up? It the last show of the year?
Yes,
it has.
Okay. I was starting to have fun.
We'll have fun next year, Moz. No. It's not like it's ending for good.
It's the best hits of 2024.
Yebo.
Yes.
Are you good, buddy?
Yebo, lapo.
Are you good?
We're not doing the normal.
You good?
Babon,
buddy?
We need to rest.
You guys, two sets up. I'm done for the year.
I'm still working.
Yeah.
When are you stopping?
Next week, Friday.
When?
I'm not taking
leave. Friday, I'm done. Yeah. I'm going to start kickalizing from this Friday.
Yeah. This Friday?
Yeah, I'm going to start.
Yeah, now 1 more week.
No, I'm not going to be. No, I can't.
So now I'm working from the 17th, I'm working from home. So
that's lovely. It's kickalizing one way.
I went last week of going to the office and then after that.
And how was your?
Yeah, it was a year, eh?
Yours?
Oh, what a year, eh?
It was a year. I don't know.
Ups and downs.
Anything exciting?
The good come with the bad. Oh, the jag.
At the beginning of the year that I was looking forward to, I like them. All of them. The ones that I said these will make an impact. The ones that we actually talked about. Mm. They actually...
Such as?
Tasman. The Tasman, the Kia.
The Kia.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. That's the one on top of my mind. There's a couple. Oh, the GWM, the Tank 500.
Mm.
Remember, we're looking forward to that.
I actually saw two coming here.
The big one. And
the
which one?
Tank.
The 500 or the Tank?
I don't know.
I guess there's a big with the chrome.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's these original.
Yeah, on the
The big one is.
Jimmy or Jimmy? Yes.
That's a Tank. Then there's a Tank 500, isn't it? Or maybe mix them around.
Yeah, so one.
I know the Tank 500 is a big one.
It's a big one. The one with the chrome. The one that I was saying is competing with the Cruiser. Oh, the Cruiser is also.
And I saw your crown.
I've never seen
it. Oh, the Toyota
crown. I saw your crown.
It's ugly.
I know. It confirmed my suspicion. I was like, this thing is damn ugly, bro. Yo. It's ugly as
hell. Nah, Lena, I'm sure I've seen it. It just... I was looking at it, it just passed.
It's and who's our last person for the year? What's her name? 31 year old.
Oh, 31 year old. Mandipuo.
Help a sister out.
Help a sister.
Oh, it's helping a sister out. Okay.
Yes.
So, she's 31 years old. Hot.
She actually wanted to come. No, and? I can come and shoot with you guys and tell you my story.
And?
No, me, I'm married.
So, what's that got to do with anything?
Why, like, and?
What's that got to do with anything?
She wanted to come, Shame. She wanted to come.
Wow, Linda.
And I was like, no, we'll come maybe next time. But when she was.
Can we postpone this to next year? Then so, you can come to the studio.
And then she
please.
Comes and does what?
To come and
she participates
in the show.
I didn't know that was a...
She sets the room on fire. You just say she's hot.
Come on, she does say she's hot.
Okay.
I mean, it's me, it's you, it's Tuso, it's Brennan, and it's Liam.
And then you just want to sweat.
We need hotness, man.
You just want to sweat.
Yeah, I just want
to sweat. Okay, but carry on.
Yeah, so she's a 31-year-old hot accountant.
Chartered,
be clear.
Please, be clear.
Okay, sorry.
She does not know the difference.
Linda, you wrote here a piece... Do plan, and then you say I don't know the.
Where is that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Epis do plan.
All right.
Uh-huh. Okay, 31-year-old. Let's work, please.
So she's a 31-year-old hot chartered accountant. She travels 30 kilometers one trip from Centurion to Rosebank. She's a single mom of a three-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
She drives a Fiesta, which well. has a mechanic sending her Christmas cards, and she's tired of that. So she likes a Chinese car, or she wouldn't mind.
Yeah, she's like Chinese. Well, okay, if you're going to suggest, you can suggest.
We can suggest something Chinese.
But she's worried if they are good, because...
So this is what she wants. She wants an SUV. It must be stylish,
obvious,
beautiful, spacious. She doesn't want to deal with mechanics anymore, so a proper maintenance plan. She likes a Defender, but she doesn't have the budget for a Defender. Her budget is 20K, which, yeah, it gives us a lot to play.
There's a lot of money, yeah.
Lots of options, eh?
Women has been rough the past couple of weeks.
Like, 6,000.
70K.
What am I going to do with that?
So thank you,
with
Dee,
station wagons
for
and
giving
stuff.
Us a proper year-end function, yo. Because I think my list was quite huge.
Mm. Did you have a long list?
No, I always suggest one car.
Oh, yeah.
But I think there's so many that I'd seen on the list. Mm. So this is what I went with, and I know you're not going to like this, but I went with a BMW.
Mm-hmm. I see.
X3 X-Drive 2-liter DM Sport.
Mm.
19,077 per month. So that's what? 1,050,000.
Yeah, okay.
3,500 kilometers. Still has.
What year is it? 2023?
No.
How? Oh, it's written there. Lovely, in a big, bold thing. Big and bold.
Is it? No, I think I changed the car. But anyway, yeah, 2023. 3,500 kilometers, sorry.
2023.
It still has a balance of the motor plan.
Mm.
It's white in color. Look, I think for all the boxes, ne, number one, stylish. We are there. Beauty, we are there. Reliability, spacious, we are there with this car. It might be a little bit high, maybe plus insurance she'll pay over what she's got, but she knows Linda, good negotiator. You'll go negotiate for her.
Where?
To get the car. And it's from
a reputable,
it's from the home of where it's BMW, being made, from cars. BMW.
Yeah. And it's 880, which one is it? 889? There's two, yeah, there's 889.
No, that one, the white
is the white one.
Or the white one, the 1 million. It's over budget, isn't it? Yeah, but I suppose it's
no, no, but look, according to where I got the car, it's actually.
So this one, this white one, the 2-liter DM Sport, it's, what year is it?
This is the one, my car, 2024.
Look, I agree with the car. I think, and I've seen this in a few episodes, I think you are over budget. I don't know how they calculated this because the moment you hit 1 million, you're 20,000.
Mm.
So chances are there's a deposit here. And that's something that you would need to know.
Yeah.
You see. So if there's zero deposit, zero residual, all those things, car good, but I think you're over budget.
Yeah, I think you're over budget and I think this is overly priced. Look, it's a nice car. There's nothing wrong with the car.
Mm-hmm.
The minute you've got this, but I'm sure this is going to be white with some sort of leather. In the middle here, they'll give you pseudo leather. You won't have any options. What is this brand new? What's this brand new? How much is it brand new?
How
many
about,
cases is it done? 3,500.
About 1.1.
Yeah.
Because I was actually reading an article about it.
This is close to new.
Yeah.
My worry is you're going to have to put in a, this is probably, I need it secondhand.
Mm.
You probably have a sunroof. Does it have a sunroof?
No, M Sport Pack comes with all of that.
Sunroof. What does it come with?
Yeah.
All of that.
What? What's all
what
of that?
What is saying? Sunroof. With what? What do they call it? M?
No,
M Sport Pack. M Sport Pack.
What does it come with?
Okay,
it's a simple
let
thing.
Let me read it for you. Jeez.
Okay. So look.
Now it's,
this climate control, Apple CarPlay.
Thank you.
Android Auto.
Sunroof, leather.
But you see, panoramic roof, leather, and electric windows, those things
those
are really
standard.
Mentioned
yes,
those are standard.
And
yeah.
Apple CarPlay, and that shouldn't be an extra.
Yeah, so it's 140 kilowatts, I think, and about 450 newton meters torque.
Yeah.
The torque, I speak under correction, but I think the power is 140.
What does it have? It's a nice car. There's nothing wrong with the car. For the first time this year, you've chosen
it's
a good car.
Time.
Okay.
I won the last
when you won the last time because the other two cars, we couldn't come to an agreement. But
okay.
All I'm saying is this. It's a good car, 100%.
Yes.
It's got good motor plan. I just, with the big Germans, the problem is that at 1 million, you get the Ben minimum if you're going to buy it. I hope it's got everything.
No, it's loaded.
I hope it's got
loaded.
What does it have?
I just want to get this for you. So while we are still there,
yeah.
Getting the information, ship it.
Okay. Look, if it's got all the, if it's got, I mean, you're paying 20,000. You should be able to get at least electronic seats. Oh, wow. That's lovely. You should be able to get electronic seats. I don't know. I always feel that if you're going to be paying 20,000 a month, you should be able to get a lot of features in the car.
Okay, here we go. It's the M-Sport package.
Yeah.
Ne? The tow bar.
Okay.
Fully electronically operated tow bar. Mm-hmm. Roof rails, panoramic roof. What else?
It's the rollers on the side.
It's got the chair that you want.
Those sun visors, the shades at the back.
Yeah, at the back.
Dope.
It's got those chairs that you want.
Isofix.
The ones that you're talking
Isofix.
About.
Electronic chairs.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And then we've got the hi-fi loudspeaker
like
system.
Pseudo sport seats and a nice shape.
It's got the telephony system as well.
That's telephony is just...
But it's got that. So I think what you are trying to say... Or at this price, you'd probably just get like a Shell S19.
Yeah, I mean,
but
there's nothing
for an
extraordinary
for
there.
This
no,
price,
this one, M-Sport, the Toyota GM Sport.
What is extraordinary from it in a Golf? Golf's 8.5. The new ones. The.
Okay, but I'm not sure of your line of questioning. Let's make an example with an X5.
Yeah.
What are you getting an X5 that you're getting
I'm
in a Golf,
this,
if that's what you're saying?
My worry is this. You're spending 20,000 a month for this car.
Yeah.
It's only the only thing it's going to give you is different is the sun blinds. That's all. It's a nice car. It's everything. But you
say that's all as if it's bad. It's got a lot. It's standard. It's got a lot.
But Lindakiri, this is what...
Hence, get an X5. Chances are...
It's an X3.
No. But when I take what you're saying, it's not like the car is thinly specced. If you take an X5 M Sport, if it's got extra, it's probably just... two or three things.
Okay.
You know, but it's pretty much the same in terms of features. So
no, 100% then. My only concern was like, okay.
It's not an entry level. It's not a smoo-moo. It's an M-Sport.
It's
an M-Sport.
Yabua.
Okay, what's your car?
Yeah. So, my choice was same. Right? But I'm like, it's going to be boring. But in any case,
The one that I found,
because I went through a few... I looked at budget as well to give a bit of savings. So I found this, especially because of its mileage. It's got only 5,000 Ks, but it's a 2023. But BMW, you've got 5-year motor plan, which can be extended to by another 2 years. Right?
Yeah.
And then if your mileage is low, well, I suppose low enough, it will be relatively cheap to extend for another 2 years because you're only extending time and not mileage. Right?
Okay.
Sharp. So this one, why I chose this, as I said, mileage, but also to what Linda's saying in the spec that she wanted, good looking, you know.
Especially
this one with this black and that.
Oh, so the black one is
that
yours.
That light interior. Yes.
Oh, okay.
The black exterior with that beige interior, beautiful car. She will love it.
Typical.
For me, the fact that it's a
black
year
and beige.
Old. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Typical.
Typical it is, but it's beautiful.
Typical. Yeah, it is typical.
So, price it beats yours, Mswati. Looks, it beats yours. Otherwise, it's the same car.
Mm.
So, but now I made it a second choice. I wanted to leave it out because you already had an X.
So I think me and
X3.
You are agreeing on
so
this.
So I'm
car.
Like, nah.
Let's already end this argument.
No. I made it a second choice, right? First choice, a car that I've been admiring for a while.
I saw this and I went past. I was like,
2024 Mazda CX-60 3.3D all-wheel drive, the Takumi, the top one. They differ with mileage and, okay, this is 859900. Sorry, the previous one, the X3, was 889900. Right? So they're all under 900,000. So the Mazda's got 10,000 Ks. There are some with lower mileage, but I loved this color. So that's why I went for this one. She can go see whatever color suits her. Now, for me, what I liked here also is, besides its looks, as we've been raving about, I mean, I think the touch and feel, the quality, Mazda's really fighting. I think for its size and looking at the price, it's punching above its weight. It's the only inline, the six-cylinder vehicle I could find at this price range with the mileage and da-da-da-da-da. I saw the M40i, but they were all X3, but they were older, higher mileage.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
Kind of,
yeah. So here you've got 5 years, unlimited kilometer service plan and warranty. That's a big plus, right? As I said, the only six-cylinder is a 3.3 inline-six diesel with a mild hybrid, the turbo diesel. It's got 187 kilowatts, guys. I don't know if you're going to find that in this price range. 550 newton meters torque, 12 speaker Bose sound system, front seat ventilation and heating, in fact, that I didn't have. And it still does 4.9 liters per 100 k's.
Is it 4.9? I was worried about the 3.3. I was worried about the big diesel. Yeah,
right? Now, it's got many features. It's a long list, but this one, I'm going to read it as I saw it. It caught my attention. It's a driver personalization system. This Mazda's unique system uses a facial recognition camera to automatically adjust the driver's seat, steering wheel, heads-up display, and exterior mirrors based on body height and eye position, eliminating the need for manual adjustment. Up to 200 safe settings can be restored immediately through facial recognition. Come on.
This is what I was
saying. Come on, now, at the price. You've been asking, what does it say? What does it
say? So now you're agreeing with me.
No.
We are agreeing. For that price, you are getting cars with technology, with not electronic seats. And I am Yachisanya. That's this moon. We're getting cars with facial recognition. We are agreeing on that. So the BM is short. Coming to your car, it's lacking, dude. Come on.
Lacking what?
Facial recognition.
Which one? The BM?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were saying the Mazda.
Not the Mazda.
I thought you were saying the Mazda is lacking.
Does it have a Bose?
Probably a Harman Kardon, a Logic 7.
It's Harman Kardon.
Yeah. M-Sport will come with Harman Kardon.
One. That one. I know Harman Kardon.
Here's the thing, man. Okay, let me
try. Lena, he's not sure. He knows. This was my argument from the word go, is that, look, guys, I know the X3, it's a common car, but those guys with the extras, it's like Audi. I mean, it's not only a BMW, it's a German thing.
Mm-hmm.
Those cars, unless the guy spec'd it, and this looks like it's a 3,500 kilometer one, anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably the demo. Yeah, it's spec'd in those flashy things, but it has no real outstanding features like what you're saying about the Mazda.
Mm-hmm.
The Mazda, I can't fault. I can't fault it. I can't fault
you. You got someone excited.
Yeah, he's so happy. It's got a proper hard on right now. Yes!
Finally!
I can't fault it. The fuel, I was worried about the fuel, but I see it's a hybrid.
I saw it. I wanted to select this car. Then I thought of spacious. See, I get to become a
It's very spacious. It's bigger than the X3.
Yeah, it's much bigger.
That's what I'm saying. It's punching above. It's, isn't the it engine size, the body size?
Isn't it
it's
a seven seater?
Above its weight.
No,
this one is I think the seven seater will be in the CX90. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is the 60.
Look, I can't fault it. It's got unlimited mileage. It's the styling. I like it. I think it looks
beautiful
nice.
Beautiful.
I think it's got everything, and it's a Mazda. It won't go wrong. Mm.
It's everywhere.
Look, I've taught them well. Don't you think?
Man, please.
Do you know?
Man, please.
This guy is already conceding defeat. He knows.
I haven't conceded defeat.
Okay.
I'm going to punch you properly now. You've been punching ding, 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 ding. I'm going to hit you in the nuts. What I suggested.
Already by the brand, you're out. But it's fine. Carry on.
No. This car.
Brand was crushed.
This brand.
The past 2 weeks.
Your brand.
You cashed it.
I cashed it because.
Tell the viewers, what brand is it?
It's
what
a Volvo. It's a Volvo. I've got two choices.
Uh-huh.
Let's start with the one I like.
Look at him drinking this water.
The one I like. I've got a 2023, right? I actually got a 2024 and a 2023. This one's done 5,500. Wait for it. It's an XC40. P8 recharge. So it's a fully electronic car. Fully electronic.
Electric.
Yeah. Oh, electric. Sorry. Teacher.
Right? Episode what?
Episode. It's what you know.
That's
it's
Jake Doe's brother.
It's an XC40. It's a mm-hmm. P8. Right? This is a high performance. It's a performance.
Mm.
300 kilowatts.
Mm-hmm.
It's powerful, this thing.
Mm.
0 to 100, 5.6.
Mm.
It's got all the features. Okay, it won't have the facial recognition thing. Yeah, but who wants to be recognized by his car?
Your phone.
Look, 0 to 100, 4.7. It's fully electronic. Her driving to work and back to be free. basically. It's got everything. It's a stylish car. It's beautiful. I mean, if you've seen this XC, we are fighting now, but this XC40 is a beautiful car.
What is the range?
It's about 440. So you can come to work back.
And how long does it take to charge?
At night, with a normal charge, 24, 12 hours, we should be fully charged.
So our electricity bill will go up.
I think they said it.
But
it
if, you... if, no, no, no. If you look at your electricity bill and your petrol, come on. Come on.
They said it gives you an extra 215 minutes or something.
Look, when I check this car video, is fully electronic. Yeah, it's modern. Have you seen the? These guys do beautiful interiors. It is a gorgeous looking car.
I wanted to come to that. This car, I get it, right? And why I didn't choose it? Well, it's a Volvo one, but to that interior, no way.
It's ugly.
No. What's ugly about it?
The interior is
too minimalistic.
I like minimalism, but it's too minimalistic.
Too much.
Minimalistic. No. The thing is ugly.
This is subjective. You want to be like, hi, I mean, I'm a pilot. Hey, look at me and the buttons. I mean, it's a minimalistic car. It's got every feature. It's got one screen, one gear. It's electronic.
The Mazda's minimalistic, but it's not that boring and ugly.
I mean, it's boring, this car.
And ugly.
I think it's very stylish. I think for a girl, 31-year-old, this is a stylish car.
And it's small.
It is not as big.
For that price, it's small.
But this is a fully electronic car, guys. Fully electronic. It's quick. It's got every single feature that you want.
Electricity problems in this country.
All right. I figured that you're going to say
Minister,
no.
Minister, bring back load shedding, please.
It's going to be cheaper to run. And it's got maintenance plan for 5 years. And it will maintain.
With limited kilometers.
No, it's 100,000. Yes.
It's limited.
I mean, but
no.
It's 100,000.
Sounds like a limit to me.
Yes. Mazda is really doing hard to get its name out there. I'm worried about the Mazda, actually. Your depreciation.
Shame.
Your depreciation, for you. No, depreciation. It
Mazda,
sharp.
No ways.
It was sharp.
How? Mazda?
The six.
Volvo, yes, not Mazda.
No, le Mazda.
I'm a Volvo.
Okay, the second. No. The second car I've got is another Volvo.
Oh,
right?
Kill me now.
You want to drown in this water?
Dude. The second Volvo. This is a XC60. It's a bit bigger. Actually 989. It's got a little hybrid. Now it covers everything you're occurring about. It's much more complex inside. It's got a better interior. It's got a petrol. It's got the same amount of fuel as you. It uses about the same amount of fuel. It's got every feature you can think of, and it's a stylish car. And it's got how many Ks? How many Ks does this stand?
I think it's new. This one.
This is almost new. It's about 4,000 Ks.
Yeah, 5.5.
5,500 Ks. So this one, if you're worried about space, this covers everything. It's got motor plan until 100,000. Where we are playing with the 20,000, we are covered with motor plan. We are covered for 5 years. We're okay. Right? Let's put that aside.
Kilometers.
Whenever you can be limited, whatever, sharp, but we are covered. Let's be honest. Yours has got the least amount of specs. His has got too much spec. It's not necessarily the woman.
What's that? What do you mean too much?
She's not going to use them.
How do you know? It's got the
you're
best.
Trying hard.
Linda, it's got
you're
the best.
You're trying hard.
You know, okay, finish.
She's not going to use
you
them.
You are trying
and,
really
and,
hard.
And it looks a bit boring. It's a beautiful car, but it looks a bit boring. Let's be honest.
Which one? Yours?
The Mazda. The Mazda looks.
What?
You're saying the XC60, the XC60 looks boring. Okay. More than a Mazda.
Linda.
Okay, let's do
finish.
This.
Are you done with
you
your
done?
Car?
I'm done.
Can
yes.
I have one thing?
Sure.
It's,
no, go ahead.
And I think it's the same for these Volvos for mm-hmm. me. Dimpe. Dilitu.
Ugly.
They don't look... I could say they've lost the look. And Volvo has always been ugly anyway. What's it about? But
Volvo's been ugly. It's been an ugly looking car. Is Volvo ugly looking car?
This one of yours, dude. Okay. You need to back me
No, I'm gonna be objective.
I think this one of yours, ne? The second one. I know. I'm sorry.
Whew.
No, the XC60. I like its look.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful.
It's
car.
Better than the 40, definitely by far.
I actually like
it. It's better than the first one you suggested. It's bigger, right? Mm. I just struggle with. The fact that it's a Volvo, we know she's going to struggle with her resale value. She'll be pretty much married to this car. This interior of the 60 looks better than the 40. My only gripe with it is it's too similar to the XC90,
mm-hmm.
and that is so old in the tooth. They need to, they've just changed that car, in fact. So it's still carrying that old interior, which for me, it's a bit boring now.
Okay.
Understand? That's what I was going to say, too.
Here's my final thing, right? I actually like the XC40, right? I think it's stylish. I think it's funky. I think it's modern. I think it's...
Over this one.
Yeah, I think the XC40... I like the XC40 for her. I think it's stylish. It's modern. She's young. She's got one child. It's enough space for her. I think it covers everything. Her travel will basically be free. The XC60, if you want a bigger space, I like, right? I can't argue with the Mazda. I really can't. It's bigger. It's got more options. It's the fuel is fine.
That's it. End of segment. Mazda wins.
I don't know.
Let's move.
What do you want? What do you say, Mazda? Okay. Mazda wins. Okay.
That was quick.
That was quick. Okay, Mazda. I will take the Mazda. I'll concede to the Mazda.
Yeah, baby. You know? Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby.
In and out. Quick one.
Okay. I'll give you that one.
Right. I just think here when the parks, you could have done better.
Anyway. Those two cars. I genuinely, at that budget.
This is the best it's done. He just always bangs the tables, comes with his PowerPoint presentation, and you think your car's better because of that.
But it's always been
your suggestions have been whack. It's the best you've done this whole year.
Look, honestly speaking, these two cars, for me, I would literally, if it was my sister, I would say buy one of these two. Honestly. The Mazda, I would buy it for myself.
Who needs enemies with brothers like you?
Hmm? Why not buy
the I think it's the big.
Mazda?
I think.
Oh, the Mazda you propose. Yes. Oh, I thought you said the Volvo. Then you're a good brother.
No. I wouldn't propose her. Honestly, as a car person, the Mazda, I know it's a better car, right? Mm. But for her, 31-year-old, my sister, think of my sister, I would choose one of the Volvos. Honestly.
Love your sister more, please. Anyway, talking about resale values and all of that.
Yeah, that
he doesn't love his family.
The laugh in the background says a lot.
Right, so this is not what I really want to talk about today, but something that has piqued my curiosity many times, right? And it's something for the viewers to participate in as we build up to when we actually talk about it. So I'd like to see in the comments what you guys say. But this topic is about book values, market values, retail values of cars in South Africa. Who decides that? Now, I know there's the Mead and McGrath book. Mead and McGrath was bought by TransUnion, so they've got that whole guide. They call it TransUnion Auto Dealer's Guide, right? Now, they look at the age of the vehicle, the mileage, all of that to determine the book value. But my thing is, who actually sits behind the scenes and says, this Mazda is worth 10,000 rands less this month? You know, I read up on a few things that say, no, we, the market, decide.
Mm.
You know, because dealers send information to TransUnion about
what they've sold,
at what price, and so they sort of see what the market is saying. But those prices that the dealers sell at are based on the books. So it's a chicken and egg situation, you know?
Sorry, I need to get my book.
Yes.
You've got a Mead and McGrath book?
No,
do you have an M&G?
Yes.
Here comes the PowerPoint presentation.
You know my presentation.
Really?
I'm ready.
So that's the thing. There might be guys out there that know more than we do because everywhere I looked, it just keeps talking about the condition of the car, the year, But there's some boffins, there's some actuaries, I'm sure, in the background. Or are they? I don't know. Who decides ultimately?
As far as I understand it, is that it's a combination of stuff, like the year, the model, the one. Another thing that is, it's popularity, because it's popularity and the demand. So this XC60, you might say, and then becomes popular and it's wanted, then it increases the price. I mean, supply-demand.
Yeah, it's a supply-demand thing, yeah.
But you're right, there has to be more to it.
Let's say sharp supply-demand. Okay, this car is popular now. Who decides it must go up by 5,000, 10,000, 20,000?
It doesn't go up. It goes down, but it slows down. Yeah, and the cars come.
I'm just saying, regardless, whatever. Generally, if the demand is high, the price will go up.
Or it maintains the price.
But what?
And the desirability.
And by how much? That's the thing. Who decides it? Because the whole car sales industry is based on this.
Yeah.
Insurance companies use this. Banks use this. Mm. Now you walk into the Toyota automatically. No. That person sitting behind the scenes. It's a Toyota, it must go up. No. What if it's a Camry? And nobody wants. What if it's a. You saw. What do you call it?
It would probably
the
drop.
The crown. What if it's a crown?
Look, I think all the reliability, all that. also count. I sort of get how it works. I can't explain it to you. Desirability. Like if you look at the highlight.
You can't explain. Anyway, carry on. Inside joke, guys, leave it. Carry on. But don't disrupt the show.
Okay, yeah. Look, I'm gonna ignore you.
So let's do this.
Yeah, carry on. No, it's a good thing too. Let's actually work on it because I'd actually like to find out.
Expert. If we can,
we will do that.
Get an expert opinion on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we will deliberate and.
Sure, yeah. So let's not spend too much time on this. Viewers, please send us your contributions. What I really want to talk about.
Ish, this is sad.
Is it the end for Nissan, guys? Reports are saying they've got 12 to 14 months to turn themselves around, or it's the end.
I heard somewhere that Honda is looking to buy them.
Yeah, so Renault has a stake in Nissan. Nissan has a stake in Mitsubishi. But Renault has reduced their stake.
Yeah, I heard.
You know, which is not good for confidence in the brand, I suppose, because of all the things that are happening. So they're looking at Honda coming in. But the former MD of Nissan, he foresaw all of these things. He had a strategy that focused on profitability and efficiency in manufacturing. And he resigned. The new guys came in. They just went wild. Now,
man, Carlos. Carlos,
the Carlos former Gold. MD. Yeah.
No, he didn't resign.
He was fired. Whatever. That's what I mean.
He was fired, but he resigned.
Yeah.
Leave or.
Okay, I'll tell you what happened.
Look, my question is this: what caused it?
Okay. What caused it? As I said, in summary, right?
Sorry, China.
My apologies. China contribute. No, it's a it's a contributing factor. But I say the cost of production were too high. They changed their strategy completely. In fact, let me just, I don't want to read this whole thing, but let me just go through it quickly.
Can I quickly interrupt you there? Sure, what I wanted to find out, because if you think of Nissan, what cars are they? They've got a Qashqai. They've got a Micra. Their brand is so diluted.
And they've also cut down on the number of cars that they make.
On certain cars that I thought were doing well, like the NP200, why did you cut down on that? Because I thought that was doing pretty well.
I'm not sure why they did, but yeah, they did.
So they cut down on two cars that I thought in South Africa were doing pretty well.
Is this article safe?
Okay, I'm not going to go into detail. It's a long article. So poor valuation and market sentiment. Nissan's financial metrics reflect a company that investors perceive as undervalued and underperforming, right? Debt-driven weakness. Nissan's balance sheet is burdened by unsustainable debt levels. So they've got too much
debt. So it's bad management.
Yeah, it's not bad management. Operational inefficiencies. Nissan's operational performance metrics reveal a company struggling to maintain profitability.
It doesn't make sense.
Declining revenue and growth. They're struggling with that. Low profitability and returns. Then... why Carlos Goss is how do you pronounce this? Gosson
Gond. Carlos Gond
was right. Carlos Gond's tenure at Nissan was defined by bold, innovation-driven strategies that aim to secure the company's long-term growth and profitability. His removal and the subsequent strategic pivot have left a void that Nissan has struggled to fill.
Look, that guy got there. He fired 21,000 people. He closed factories.
Tried to be.
He merged Renault and because Nissan a lot of Mitsubishi,
they shared a lot of engines.
What happened, Carlos? He turned Nissan around within 2 years when he got there. It was in the same situation
2 years ago
when he
came in. Yeah,
he turned it around within 2 years. It was profitable. Selling the alliance, these three friends were selling I think 10 million cars, and Eli CEO Renault, CEO, Nissan. And because Nissan owns Mitsubishi, he was CEO of all three. Carlos, he got arrested, right?
For don't say prostitute.
So, no. So, the whole story, this is how it goes, just 2 minutes. And why I'm saying all of these things, sort of politically correct. Renault is owned by, the main shareholder, is the French government.
Okay.
The Japanese, because now Renault had the bigger stake in the alliance, were feeling hore.
You got what, 30-something%?
34.
34?
Yeah. They felt hore because the French government, you're not the main shareholder, they were losing their identity, the Japanese. And they mm-hmm. felt Ritloba fell an outpost for this alliance for the Frenchies. Mm. So as the saying goes, I was reading, I watched the documentary, Carlos, actually. Mm. So I was actually excited when I saw this story because...
It's amazing. He knows something about cars. Wow.
So anyway, so Carlos...
So this guy must be promoted next year.
So what happened is that when the Japanese banale pride about Niger, and they feeling where the French are going to. So it's more political. Where now the Japanese are saying, no, man, these Frenchies are coming in to take over.
So they like the idea of Honda.
When they're taking over, they develop stories. Sorry, Carlos was mismanaging funds, what. He got arrested.
So Carlos Ghosn is French.
He's actually Lebanese.
Oh, Lebanese.
Ne? But he won a French citizenship. Then he ran away. He escaped. After he was arrested, he was on house arrest in Japan. He got some guys, special forces guys, from Kenya inside the musical.
I hope this thing's not an American.
What?
It's not an American. You know, American can just over exaggerate a bit.
No. They put him in a box, actually. Yeah, a musical instrument. Bamukinya got a private jet. Flew out of Japan, via Turkey, from Turkey, then he went to Lebanon.
Oh, Lebanon, okay.
Yeah, so he's in Lebanon now because Lebanon had an agreement there.
Extradition
with... And ever since Carlos was gone, things then started to happen. By Kenya, their Japanese CEO, Konisan. And then that's when things started to go down. So ever since Carlos left, then everything went down because this whole alliance was his plan. And now because of the political tensions, there was mistrust in the alliance.
You see, this is where I was saying, how can Nissan, if it's a part of alliance, Renault is not doing bad, Mitsubishi is not doing bad, why is Nissan the one? You see what I'm saying? I thought maybe it was China. When I first read this, I thought it was China. They're not keeping up. But Honda is seemingly okay. Renault is seemingly okay.
Yeah, they're talking also about their slow transition to EV.
EV.
Which affected them.
Because...
And the Chinese are...
No,
doing
so
what
you're saying, basically, Nissan is mismanagement.
Yes. Yeah. And Carlos, when he started, 2008 already, the alliance was working on an EV car because he saw the future. Future is EV.
So you
let's
like
work
Carlos.
On this.
You can see...
No, Carlos said no. Carlos, you must watch... There's a documentary
on
Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. Watch it and read about him. But it's obviously from his point of view.
And it was shot in America.
He's denying everything.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, you know, I didn't escape like that. And but yeah, this story, Sanisan, it said, I think they need another Carlos to do what
to be sad,
Carlos
man.
Did. The other time, and even at that time, they were 12 to 14 months before Ribona Kotsi. They got Carlos in 2 years. He flipped it around.
Look, it's sad when you lose a car brand. It's sad. I mean, even Saab, I nearly
Nissan
cried.
Like
yeah, Nissan. I mean, most of us, you know. But good news instead of this moping stuff.
So you don't even care about Nissan?
No, I do. I do. Look,
stuff.
I mean, at home we had E20. I learned how to drive with
the
E20.
Yeah.
You remember the E20? I learned how to drive car Garena. Yeah, with that gear, E20. So Nissan is part of. I mean, I had a friend of mine, OnePlus P. He had a 1400.
Yeah.
We used to go grooving at that 1400. The first time I saw a person fall off a bikey. And I saw, this is dangerous. Sitting in the back. You know, he was driving, right? Brrr, he's speaking. Ah, no, Ola Shapa, like a bump. Badum.
Oh.
He hit the bump. Hey, you see niggas fly. Poof. And
the
car goes,
ah.
I was like, that's why they said it was Zilla. Ever since then, even my kids at the back,
hold
on the floor.
Yeah, hold on.
So, Nissan, you can't, you've been in this, it's part of our, so it's sad to see it go. I hope it doesn't go. I think on the brand itself, it's got equity. So, it should be, I like that Honda's doing something, is coming in. If there's political, let Honda come in, let them merge.
As Ghosn himself said, Carlos said that
he
sees it as a takeover. If Honda comes in,
then it's
going to
take
Because Nissan, for a long time, it's been struggling. I wouldn't have thought
if you had asked me just generally which one is struggling, Renault or Nissan, I would say Renault. I wouldn't have thought that Nissan.
Nissan will Renault will always be pushed to the French government again.
I suppose.
So the bailout today will always come.
I suppose.
But it is a struggling company. It's surviving on bailouts.
Mm. Yeah, so I don't know. Anyways, I want to talk about much more things to look forward to. 2024 is gone, and then now we are looking into, which one's mine? That one. 2025. I want to talk about cars that we can look forward to next year. So I'm going to go quickly through them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's start with the one that I predicted last week. The Jaguar Type 00. Type 00. The car is out. I'll show a video. I think it's beautiful.
The pink one.
The pink one. It's an actual note called pink.
Uh-huh.
Tell you something
about
the color is called what is it? There's a name for it, man. Come on, I wrote it. I actually saw the Rodon pink.
It's been dubbed Miami pink because
it was launched in Miami. The unveiling was in Miami, but the first concept store will be in Paris. So we know where you see where they're going. Mm. They're not about you guys like the car should be straight and color like this. It's about flair, you know. Mm-hmm. Yes. It looks like, you know what it looks like? It looks like a Rolls Royce had a threesome with what's this thing? Yeah, Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that somewhere. They said,
then a threesome with that, and a
Rolls Royce Spectre and the Tesla truck. What's a Tesla truck?
No, and then you forget
Cybertruck. Yeah.
Yes, they had a threesome. We don't know who's the baby daddy and who's the baby mom. Threesome between a Rolls Royce, Spectre,
Cybertruck,
and a Chrysler. I hope that Chrysler.
The PT Cruiser.
The PT Cruiser.
The Crossfire.
Yes, okay.
I see a Crossfire. You can see them with a long nose. Yeah. Mm. So they're the threesome, and we don't know who's the. I don't know which one is a woman. So I like it. I think Jaguar has done good because Jaguar's struggling. It had to do something. That's what I've been saying, Uti. If it's all bad, throw it out there.
I really hope that when the product finally comes out, it will look good. It will tick all the boxes for car fans.
Mm.
You know, for petrol. Well, no, I can't say petrol heads because they're going electric.
Right? Yeah, so it's fully electric. Yeah. And everyone was like, this week, journalists were like, whoa, this will be good. It's beautiful. There's a whole lot of stuff inside. There's rocks and stones, but I'm not going to go into it. So there's no tailpipes. You know that, right? Mm. Because it's electric. There's no back window. But you see those lines? It's got two. Those lines. You can see between those lines.
Looks like the back of an old fridge.
Yeah, perfect. Wabon, you can see back of the fridge. Wabon. You think.
So what do you think?
And it's got butterfly doors.
The interior.
No, the interior, what I saw, I think...
It's too minimalistic.
No, it's a concept car.
Concept, yeah.
Okay,
concept.
Yes.
For me, it's concept. My view really is...
And the screens.
I hope... Look, the design language, yes, they've got the lines, the curve, the long nose, all the things that we like as petrol heads. I hope, and I think the first car they're going to come out with is going to be a four-door with that same silhouette.
Yes.
You know, so let's see what that looks like.
And the butterfly.
I'll reserve my opinion till then. And also, price point should be very interesting because... I don't know who they'd be targeting.
But they did say
a big saloon.
It's going for Taycan. Like this. It's going at the Taycan market. The Taycan, the Audi. What's the Audi?
The e-tron.
The e-tron. Mm. Talk about e-trons. Audi is also going on a rebranding mission, but I think this is only in China.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get the Frischbrunn. Lord of the Rings, Baba. To us, normal. You know, Lord of the Rings. Yes, the petrol cars. In China, you're going to get Audi. What is that?
Huh?
What's that?
Nothing.
Come on, guys, stop it now.
Yes. So Audi in China is just going to have the brand Audi without the rings. Those are electric cars in China. I don't know if you're going to get it here, but cars that are coming this side from Audi, the Audi A3, S3, RS3, they're coming with a facelift.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting a Q6 e-tron. I'm looking forward to that. The A5, you know the A5 is now that station wagon looking thing, the petrol one. RSQ8, I'm looking forward to that.
Mm.
The SQ7, you know that we talked about earlier, it's coming next year. I'm excited. I want one.
What's the Audi show, by the way?
I'm telling you, because I'm coming next year. Hey.
Get the Audi fella.
No, I'm coming.
Oh.
Then there's Cherry.
Please don't.
Cherry's coming. Cherry's coming.
You are coming. Cherry's coming. Well,
they're stupid. Cherry's coming. Tiggo Pro 7 Max. We get a Tiggo 9. It's coming with the 7-seater. Kia Tasman, we talked about that. Stellantis Group, you know what those are, yeah? Stellantis Group has got Peugeot, it's got Citroën. Citroën.
By the way, we offended Brendan last week.
What?
We're talking about Frenchies and stuffing it up to the Frenchies.
Oh, the boy. Oh.
And then Ganti Brendan drives
Citroën. Oh, he drives a Citroën.
We found a snail outside and it's like, yeah, here's Stellantis my little
Group
snail.
Has got Citroën, Alfa, Chrysler, Jeep, Maserati. They've bought a stake into Leap Motors.
Leap Motors, that's
right. Which is a Chinese brand, right? They're coming to South Africa.
Oh, that thing is beautiful.
It's a small electronic car. It's beautiful. It's electric car. You know what I must call it? It's a small EV.
Electric.
It's a small EV. Leap Motors is coming. I'm looking forward to that one.
It's beautiful.
There's a Mahindra pickup, which I'm also looking forward to. It's beautiful.
Might be assembled locally.
Yes. Square. It looks purposeful. You know the old Mahindra pickups?
Is it better than this one, the Karoo?
No, like
so
Karoo,
popular.
It's popular, but now the Karoo has had the same shape for what? Ever since it came out.
It's
so
a
now,
square fella.
Instantly, it looks very, now it's a bit purposeful. It's a bit appealing.
More modern, but more looks modern, rugged. You know? Okay. I think it will do it.
Because the Karoo is doing well.
About the Stellantis gang. What brands are they?
Okay, so Stellantis.
Stellantis
Group. Okay. It's got Peugeot, it's got Citroën. It's got Citroën. It's got Alfa, Chrysler, Jeep. What else? It's got Maserati. I'm trying to think, man. I think those four. There's one more that I'm missing. But it's a big group. So they've bought into this company called Leap Motors. They own, I'm not sure how much percentage, but they bring it to South Africa. Another car that is also coming to South Africa after Mahindra is an MG. There's an MG. Nice little sports car, MG.
It's a cyber.
MG, the brand, was bought by a Chinese company, the brand.
Right.
So it's gone fully electronic. So it's called the Cyberstar. It's a two-door, quick, obviously, because electric. It's got funky doors. I'll put the pictures up. I think it's a beautiful-looking car. Then Mercedes-Benz. It's tired, Baba. Hey, Botuza are laughing at me, man. They're always saying, hey, two liter bottles.
Yes.
Now, this year I'm just launching MG. The last thing, they're launching the SL63.
GT.
GT63. CLE 53, E53, and then they just went and spoiled it. EG Wagon Electronic. But they're all MG. They're launching all the MG lines, which I'm looking forward to.
I thought they were going to put the 63. V8, rather, sorry, in the CLE.
CLE, I think they still are.
I hope so.
I think they still are. They're taking out the 53, which is a six-cylinder, which is, I still think it's a good engine. It's fine. It's okay. We can deal with it.
But for me, it's still not worthy of being top of the pile.
No. I think, I can put my name on the 63 is going to come.
SL, is that the one you were talking about the last time?
The heavy one. Yes.
It's a heavy one. Yeah, it's going to, at least it's SL, but it's heavy. We'll see the speed. I think I saw something, but I wasn't impressed with it.
It's got good takeoff, but...
Yeah, it's heavy. It's a heavy car. Yeah. Okay, Porsche, we know that 911 GTS is coming. Mm-hmm. We talked about it. Then there's a Renault Duster. I like it. The Renault Duster. Renault Duster is staple food, man.
I haven't seen the new one.
The new one's got Duster. It's actually very modern.
Nice.
It's very nice.
It's
staple food.
I just thought I've seen so many in the past.
You see, they're just good cars that have got. How do I put it? It's just like this pen. They work. They do what they have to do.
Doesn't
it works.
Look bad, actually.
Yeah, it's a new shape. I love it inside. It's modernized. It's modernized, but I hope it's still got the same old Duster tick boxes. It's a car. It's simplified engineering. It's got all the necessary equipment. It goes and goes and goes, and it's a nice family car, and it's not expensive. I mean, Duster's what, 280, 290, 300?
300 something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's a nice...
It's not bad.
Yeah. Actually, and it's nice. Pretty, it's got all the
only thing for me is, especially with the current Duster, as popular as it is, once you experience it, it feels a bit
cheap.
Yes. Mm. The quality, the plastics, lacks refinement. Yeah. And you
I
know,
can
so
agree with
it. It can look good, but I hope it's more robust, you know, because it looks more robust.
Yeah, even, you know, you
but
do
flimsy, this kind
yeah,
of
yeah, you do the wipers, the electronics.
No, it's not a well-refined
but
vehicle.
I don't want to comment because I've got a friend who owns one, so
yes,
I'm not
going
to say anything.
Look, look, the thing is this, sometimes it's what it is. You need, how do I put it? If you need sunglasses, you don't necessarily need expensive sunglasses. Mm-hmm. You need something
it does
with
the
UV.
Job.
Does the job. The UV might look plasticky, but you're protecting your sun, your eyes. Mm-hmm. You understand? Mm-hmm. So sometimes you need these cars, these staple cars, like the Citroen of someone in this room. Mm. You need those staple.
Oui, oui.
So no way you buy Citroen. You can't even pronounce it. So those are the cars I'm looking forward to. The one that I'm really, really looking forward to, really, really looking forward to, is a 901 G. They said my, not the G, the turbo. They said my
car. Oh, yeah.
I'm looking for, I want to see that.
But will that be a hybrid as well?
This is what, but they say next year, GTS is coming
it
first
It probably
quarter.
Will be a hybrid. If the GTS is a hybrid, it probably will be a hybrid.
I'm, imagine
how quick that's
But you know what I'm also looking forward to? Once it comes out, the 992.1 will become a bit cheaper.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
People
those
can
are
go.
Special cars.
Yes,
already.
Those are special cars. Mm. So that's me for today. I think I'm excited.
Is it?
Me, I'm always. I wanted this year. And I can predict which ones are going to be hit. Let's try predict. Hit. Tiggo, 9. Hit.
Mm-hmm.
Audi RS3 hit.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously.
SQ7 is going to be a hit.
Nah.
You watch.
Nah.
The Tasman Leap, the Leap Moto might be a hit.
Might be, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mahindra is going to be a hit. The G Wagon, obvious. Electronic one. What's that place? Papa and Champagne. Mm. Electronic that. Mm. Yes.
And only that feature, yes. What it's called, turn the car, the vehicle around.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
They took it from
so
the
people
Chinese.
People will buy it for those gimmicks as well.
The Duster is also going to be hit, and the MG is going to create.
Anything from the Chinese?
Something
coming.
We're not getting, right? So, and I saw a comparison between that and the X5 in China. Huawei.
Yes,
the M9.
M9, I saw that.
Man, go look at that.
We're not getting it,
We're not getting it, yeah.
I got someone that was there. He was saying he's trying to import it, open something.
Mm.
But if he can get, I know someone that's trying to bring it in. But I saw the it's fancy.
I know
fancy,
it's something else.
But it's
at
it's
the price
gimmicky.
Point of an X5.
Yeah, but it's gimmicky. I worry about this Chinese. I think the Chinese market.
Is this the car you're talking about?
The M9.
Yes.
It's
a nice car.
Yeah.
I like
looks
Chinese.
Looks regal.
Look at the what you're talking about now, the G-Wagon.
Yeah.
It's now turning. The Chinese came up with that thing. Remember that there was a... Is it a what car was that? That just turned on its axle. So G-Wagon is doing it now. So gimmicks work.
Yep.
So that's enough. That's enough for my gimmicks for this year.
And for you...
Which ones do you think are going to...
Oh, the GTS definitely is going to be
GTS,
a hit.
And the GTS, the Porsche is going to be a hit, yes.
Yeah.
That one we can't.
Yeah. The RS3, I agree.
Yeah.
Boy racers, yeah. But price.
But it's going to be north of 1.2. But they will buy it.
It's north of 1.2 now.
Wow, yeah.
So probably north of 1.5.
But they will buy it. The boy racers will buy it. They will buy it.
Yeah.
It's just one of those. And it's still got the 5-port. It's still that quick, so that will work.
No, I agree. All your cars that you said, I think they'll do well. They're already popular.
SQ7.
No, except for SQ7.
Watch.
Yes. That I agree with, yeah.
Watch, Yazzie. This one, we'll talk about it.
It's not even about Audi. The RS8, I think, will do well. The new one. I mean, the current one, I like.
Yes, but I think it needs to change
seven.
Shape now.
You guys are saying that my 318 Kiki is a hearse. That's a hearse, that thing.
Look,
SQ7.
What I'm saying is this. RS8 needs to update now. Needs to do a new. It's been around for a while. Yeah. The SQ7. You watch. People that like the Q7 have been missing this.
You know what's sad for me? As much as you say the RS8 has been around for a while, because inside I was like, so I have to think about that. It still looks so fresh and modern.
Yeah, but
and this
do
new
that?
SQ7 that's coming. really looks older than the current RSQ8. Wow. It's an old design, don't you think? It's an old design.
Let's be honest, old is maintained. And look, it's the last. It's the last episode for the year. I wanna go in peace.
One car that made 2024 for you.
2024.
I'm not prepared for this. I must think. No.
You had an orgasm over that Porsche Touring.
Yes. The Porsche Touring. I thought.
The GT3 Touring.
Yeah.
In fact, I was about to say GT3.
Oh, I think that, you.
Yeah.
So Luena, you.
Yeah, the SQ7. I'm also like. Ooh.
No, GT3 Touring is special.
The GT3 Touring, the SQ7. There's one car that I'm missing. That I was like, You know what? The Jag. This Jag. This Jag. This Jag. I'm going to.
The 911 ST. It looks too similar to the GT3 Touring, but yes. it's like a GT3 RS Touring. Mm. Manual.
Yes.
That thing is special.
Yes. I saw a video and I thought of you that the M3 Touring.
Mm. There was a guy. Ooh, I saw a red one this week.
There was a guy who was driving it. The one sitting on the left was me. Like, what the hell are you doing? I was scared of speed. But yeah, I saw that. I thought of you. Is that
man? I saw that thing. I instantly said, I not just thought. I said, I would buy this.
Really?
Hey, but then I must think of
the looks.
I can't
get over that thing.
Still can't get over the front. I love that. Listen, I've driven the M3. There's nothing wrong except the front.
The front.
That look. I can't. Linda, so,
to an extent, if I was ever, big if, it would have to buy one. It would have to be black.
And
so
black.
You hide all these things.
And black.
And then
grill.
Have a front plate that splits the grill.
Yeah, in the
so
middle.
It looks like it's a top grill and a bottom grill, like a normal car, you know. But then a car that fast, I wouldn't normally want to have a front plate.
A front, yeah.
So there goes the M3 for me.
Now I'm saying the looks. I'm sorry.
Oh, man, special.
When it comes to touring, I think the best look in touring, RS4.
RS4.
That's it. You argue with yourselves, amongst yourselves. It's the best looking. It's a, if I ever get a touring, RS4. The current RS4, beautiful. Beautiful.
It is beautiful. I'm not going to argue with that. Is it best looking? I don't know.
Yeah, it's better looking. It's a best looking. It's a best looking. Touring. If you're gonna say mine, I don't call it. I call it. What do we call it?
Estate
or sports wagon.
Station wagon.
What does Audi call it?
Audi call estate sports wagon.
Estate or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. I think RS6. I don't like because it looks a bit big. It looks unbalanced. The RS4
really,
just...
Really, I actually like it.
The RS4 like now...
I think looks-wise, with those two vehicles, they've nailed it looks-wise.
RS4, now I think it balances. Now, it doesn't look too much bigger than the RS3. It's just a bit big. It's got good proportions. And it looks good. The RS... The M3, good car. What it is. But when it parks there...
Yeah, it's just the front.
I'm so... You're going to have to always explain yourself.
I can't get over the... I can't get over the Bugs Bunny. Yeah, I'm objective.
And are you,
I'm not like
are
this
you,
one.
Are you...
Are what is what?
Is it not something that
what?
you can... Because let me be honest. I'm so much into it now. Because I saw this video and it looks so nice. And the Yahlanya on the road, you know? And I'm like, this is a car.
But I'll send you another video, right? I've been one. Just stop it. People are like, I like it. It handles. The videos I've been sending you is people doing that handling thing, and they end up where? On poles.
It's the drivers.
No.
It's not the
that's
car.
A problem.
It's
the all the
so wait, let me finish. So
it's all the Audi drivers, former Audi drivers,
going
who are used to a boring car that just goes straight, that can go around
so
the corner.
So if I was to
they
say
come
to
trying to experiment here, and they
you
get
know,
up and
I wanna go home.
Come
if
to
I was
us
to
veterans,
say to you, I want to buy
show
that
you
car.
How it's done.
If I was to say to you, I want to buy that car.
That M3.
Yeah. What would you say?
If you're okay with the front, oh man, go for it. Go for it.
So it's just the front?
For me, it's just the front.
Don't touch it.
That's it, just the front.
Don't touch it.
There's nothing wrong with that car.
Look, I'd actually say, if you want a touring, get an older version. You'll have the same kind of thrills. You'll actually be able to look
which
at your
older
car.
Version?
M3. M3, I saw the estate.
No. Not
what am I thinking?
Not thinking. Not production.
What am I thinking?
I know older models, they're sitting in the BMW museum or whatever.
What am I thinking? M5. What am
M5,
I thinking?
There was the V10, there was.
The V10, there was another one.
No, post that.
All right.
No,
boys?
There's never been M3. Okay, no, you know. Let me not argue with that.
Well, not in South Africa, yeah. Definitely.
Let's wrap it up. Quickly, I'm sorry to all the Pakistanis.
What about the Pakistanis now?
It's Paza Shops again.
No. What? What does the show have to do with Paza Shops?
No, that's what I'm asking you. Like, dude. That's what I'm asking. What?
No, I get it. Anyway, remember we spoke about Champions Trophy and India being the kid with the soccer ball?
Yeah.
Who can? It's actually the kid with the soccer ball who can actually play soccer. And then they just choose when. So anyway, Pakistan just conceded to the whole hybrid model.
They had no choice.
They agreed. So that's how the Champions Trophy will be played. And any other ICC tournaments going forward will be played hybrid, which is... Who cares?
Yeah. So they've given him basically.
Yeah, they've given him abana choice. You know, because it's like I fellow Mona Lady's Paza Shop.
But why couldn't they just bring it to South Africa?
No, South Africa was if
they don't agree.
If they don't agree,
did they ever have a chance of not agreeing?
There was the chance. I think Pakistan wanted to act brave. But we all knew it was never going to happen.
Well, there's a new M3.
That was that. And then...
right.
What else?
M5.
Sports. What was your highlights? Rugby boy?
What happened? Sports. What happened? We won those things, isn't it? What was happening? Yeah, it was good. I wasn't impressed with the last match.
But Springboks in general, we've been good. When our soccer, soccer ya bora man.
Ay, bora guy. Yeah, we never had that.
We never got that.
I've lost interest in soccer.
Football, really? Why?
I don't know, man.
Nah, shame.
And especially local soccer. Fuck it.
What's happening?
Chiefs, I told you from the beginning. As long as Chiefs is not performing, we don't have soccer in South Africa.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Look, this might be long, but for me, what stood out, all these shenanigans at Real Madrid, all the drama that's happening there with Mbappe, and all that, seems that there's tension between the players. He's not quite gelling. And for me, I was questioning the reason for him joining the club. You know, when a club is going to scout a player, they've got a certain need, and they must close that gap. Now Mbappe, it's his boyhood club. He's this big star, supposedly, you know, because he hasn't played in the top league before, you know. Now he comes, he doesn't fit, right? So that stood out. And Man City, I don't know what's happening with them. Everything is just... Pep wants to kill himself.
Anyone of those team shots would work, except that one. Those are beautiful guys.
Pep is in trouble.
Yeah, no, he wants to kill himself. You said the press conference. He said he wanted to harm himself. He kept scratching himself. Like, what's happening?
He hasn't won in 5 games.
No, more. 7.
7 games.
Out of 7 games, he's lost 6 and he's drawn 1.
Drawn 1.
And that draw was a Champions League game where he gave away a 3-goal lead through 3-3. Champions League.
That's sad. And
Man United is winning again.
They've
got a new coach. Shame Lawina.
John. It shows you, as a coach, if you lose the change room, you are finished.
Do you think Pep has lost the change room? People are saying Rodri.
Yeah, it's injuries, Rodri.
But Rodri must return that Ballon d'Or.
Rodri is injured. De Bruyne just came back.
Yeah.
Doku is still injured. So they blaming the injuries. But I mean, it's a world-class team. They should have enough depth. It's not an excuse.
So, yeah, sports now, December. For me, there's not too much.
Christmas games. Boxing Day games. So not Christmas, Boxing
all
Day
of
games.
Those. Yeah. If you want to bet, don't get December, boss. Get your money. Because we're not paying bonuses to Hollywood.
Yeah.
So I think for me, what stood out this year, and I think we must give him an award, Hlebanna, Dr. Kumara. Johannes Erasmus Rassi. He deserves that car award.
We must do the award ceremony.
Award ceremony and hand it
cups.
Brandon is white, he'll act like he's
Rassi.
Just hide your face and we'll give you something.
Maybe let's work on it.
But I think sports personality, sports style, sports whatever of the year, that car for me
What car would you say is a car of the year?
Our car of the year.
Yeah.
Mm.
We'll have to think about it.
Let's get people to vote.
Yeah, small hatchback of the year.
Just vote for BMW.
Any BMW. So let's
do
that. I want
a BMW that's black and tan. Okay.
Dr. Rassi, congratulations.
Oh, so he's won already.
Yeah, for sports. Okay. He's already won. Yeah, nothing much about sports.
Me, I'd like to thank everyone that's watched the past couple of shows. Thank you for sitting through three guys.
All of you.
all three of you.
All 93
I'd like
you.
To thank my wife and my kids watching.
Your family and friends.
You were supposed to say this, Linda. You need to mention us on the show.
So, thank you for watching. Thank you for staying through this boring three guys talking rubbish. Join us next year. We'll be talking more rubbish about cars and things we like in sports.
But, Jack! For popping our cherry.
We'll put a collage.
Our former producer.
Our former producer.
Yeah, we'll put a collage of what the funny moments for the last year.
Yeah, Jack.
It will be funnier, bigger, and better.
Hopefully.
Yeah, and we'll change the t-shirt.
Stupider.
Guys, please. please. Subscription is free.
Yes, please subscribe.
Okay. Don't pay, guys.
Please, guys, subscribe. We need to subscribe.
Last time, I'm speaking to this guy. Buntu. I'm going to call Buntu. This is you, my friend. Buntu. Kupa o subscribe o like. And then as in a subscription. Dude, it's YouTube. It's free to subscribe. Please.
Yeah, please
guys.
Subscribe. Please comment. Yeah. It helps us with advertisers. It helps us buy t-shirts. Yeah. You see, I have already torn mine. So
and I'm wearing mine for the 10th time.
Yeah,
in a row.
So thank you so much.
So I think, thanks to you. Guys, thanks to those two guys.
Yes, at the guys back, that you never see.
At the back, Brennan and
I will find you. And I will kill
Brennan
you.
Brennan acting all serious there like he's doing something. You know he's playing cards there.
Yeah?
He's playing cards.
And then there's a Liam.
He's playing solitaire.
He's playing solitaire, I swear. He's acting all...
There's a Liam there.
Liam, yes.
The Liam keeps us in order. When we get out of order, he's like, I will find you.
Mm-hmm.
And I will murder you. So, thank you, guys.
Yeah, so I think let's do it in order. To Jack.
Yes.
Number one, he popped out.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
To these two
Brennan,
fine gentlemen
Brennan
here, Brennan and Liam.
To
Zboo.
Yes, thank you.
In the background. To Pat in the background.
Cracky Mechanic.
Cracky Mechanic.
To
that
Solid
name
Gold.
Never stuck, no?
It's stuck. Cracky Mechanic.
But we never use that. I just call it Pat.
Yeah,
to Solid Gold Studios.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I think this
we'll see you first week of January.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not first week. We'll see you in January.
To our creative director,
who's got such a big imagination,
and all the people that were created that we have never met. We love you.
We did say we're gonna do a year-end function. Must come with the ideas.
Yeah,
right?
ID. Yeah. Everyone must come.
We must.
So to all those people, I think thanks for the show. Thanks to you two guys for making it bearable to come all the way here every week.
And you've learned something. Hey, did you hear him?
I learned something. I taught you something today.
Yeah, I'm like, look at him. One day I'm going to be talking about soccer.
Yeah, one day.
Let's hope
guys.
You do.
Don't do anything I wouldn't do. If you do, name it after me.
Wow.
What is it? I heard something else. I'm just talking about yeah, alright, ciao.
Wait, but why do these guys have bullets? Three bullets here for us.
It's for us. Okay. Solid gold.
Hey, are you trying to find us already?
I will find you.
What's happening?
Yes, we're done.
Yes.
I will find you.